Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. We are going to pick up on Daf Ches and Beis. I did not give a shiur yesterday, so I'm not sure where everybody else left off, but we're going to back up a little bit on Daf Ches and Beis, and we're going to pick up from Esrin V'Shishnin, the Kamlu B'Messiah, Bade Yisrael Min Nalan, about 8 lines before the lines get wide on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, and his wife and children, Adelie Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, also by the Gross family, the Zeich Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, the Nesham Shav Nalia, and is also sponsored by the Shulman family for the yard site of Mr. Joel Shulman, Yoel Tzvi Ben Aaron Ruvain, which is today, the Nesham Shav Nalia. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today in today's daf is the following. Is my video off? Yeah, what we're going to discuss today is the following. Let me try to prop this up a little bit. We're going to talk about the whole thing is about dates and figuring out how to cheshbon dating different things, different events. So first we're going to discuss the idea that for the first 26 years after the Romans conquered, they were good to the Jewish people, and they worked in partnership with the Jewish people, and then only after that 26-year period, they were Meshabed Klal Yisrael. So we're going to try to figure out how we know that in fact was the case. The Gemara is going to discuss who was in charge during the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, and how many different groups and governments were in charge during the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, to the point that the Gemara is going to say, if a person doesn't know how many years it's been since Bayis Sheni, there's a way to figure it out by asking Sofrim, by asking people who write Shtaros, who begin their counts from Malchus Yavan. And the Gemara is going to talk about the entire history of the Jewish people and of humanity lasting 6,000 years, and what each set of 2,000 years is supposed to represent. The Gemara is going to tell us that if a person doesn't know how many years it's been since the beginning of that third set of 2,000 years, he has a way of being able to tell also by consulting with a sofer, by consulting with a scribe who has to know the dates of Shtaros based on when Malchus Yavan began. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about if you're trying to figure out what year you're up to in a Shemitah cycle, how a person could go about figuring that out. So a lot of figuring things out, figuring out numbers of years that come up in today's daf. So we are going to begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Again, as I mentioned, we're going to begin about 8 lines before the lines get wide on Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are up to the Esrin V'Shish Shnin, the Kamu B'Messiah, Bade Yisrael Minalan. That how do I know that there were 26 years that the Romans were kept their word with the Jewish people and worked in partnership and in tandem with the Jewish people? Where do we see that this number of 26 years was a thing? So says the Gemara, Da'am Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana taught the following. Keshechala Rabbi Yishmael Barabi Yossi. When Rabbi Yishmael Barabi Yossi became sick, it's not Bar Yossi, it's Barabi Yossi. So Sholchulei, they sent a message to him, Rebbe, Amar Lanu Shnaim V'Gimel Devarim, maybe you could tell us 2 or 3 different things, Shamar Lanu Mishum Avicha, that you told us as a Mesorah from your father. I mean, he had a lie, he's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, so he had certain teachings from Rabbi Yossi that only he was privy to. He was, that's a Rabbi Yossi, he's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, so he's the author of Seder Olam, so he probably had a lot of things that were interesting about history. So Amar Luhu, he said, oh, I'll tell you some stuff. 180 years, keep that number in mind, because we're going to come back to that, 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, Pashta Malchus HaRasha'a Al Yisrael, the Roman Empire ruled over the Jewish people. That's a Peshana Ad Shelo Charav HaBayis, and then 80 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, again this Bayis Sheni, Gozru Tuma Al Eretz HaAmim Va'al Klei Zuchuchis. There were Gozru Tuma on Eretz HaAmim, meaning mentioning that anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael is presumed to be Tameh, because we assume that there are dead bodies all over the place, and you assume that if you walked out of Eretz Yisrael, they became Tameh. This is where the idea comes from, that it's aser for a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael, maybe aser for anybody to leave Eretz Yisrael, but for a Kohen in particular to leave Eretz Yisrael, because he's exposing himself to a certain type of Tumah. And they also made another gezeira that Klei Zechuchus, which technically are not listed among the things in the Torah that are Mekabel Tumah, they made a gezeira that they're able to be Mekabel Tumah. Mem Shana Ad Lo Charav Habayis, and then the last 40 years before the Chorban Habayis, Golsa Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin left the Lishcha Sagazis, V'yashvala B'chanus, and the Sanhedrin instead went to a place called Chanus, which was also on the Harabayis, but it was not the Lishcha Sagazis. So the Mayhilchsa says, Gemara, why do I need to know, what was the kuntz of the Sanhedrin Agadol leaving the Lishcha Sagazis? Meaning, if the Beis HaMikdash was still there, and the Lishcha Sagazis was still there, why would the Sanhedrin not just stay in the Lishcha Sagazis? What were they halachically trying to accomplish? No, the point that they were trying to make is that they were not going to be done Dine Knossos anymore. What are Dine Knossos? So Rashi points out, Ones, Umefata, Shloshim Shaleved, anything that there is a set amount in the Torah, regardless of how much monetary damage, if any, was actually done. That it doesn't matter how rich or poor, how mechubadik, how strong or weak or whatever, everyone pays the same amount. That's a din of Dine Knossos. So they figured they have to leave the Lishcha Sagazis so that they won't be done Dine Knossos anymore. Says Martine Knossos Al Gadaitach. You think once they left the Lishcha Sagazis, they stopped being done Dine Knossos? That's demonstrably not true. Vam Rabbi Dom Rav, after all, Rabbi Dom Rav told us, Baram Zacharos, who is Lutov, Rabbi Dom Bava Shemo, there's someone that should be remembered for the good, and his name is Rabbi Dom Bava, Shil Malehu, Nishtachu, Dine Knossos Yisrael, because had it not been for him, Dine Knossos would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Says Gemara, Nishtachu, they would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. What do you mean, be forgotten? Open up a sefer, the Grisinu, learn a little bit, and then you'll know all the Dine Knossos. So that's not what it means, that they would be forgotten, Ella, Batlu Dine Knossos Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bava, had he not done what we're about to learn that he did, then there wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have been able to apply the Dine Knossos. Not that we would forget what the Dinim are, but we wouldn't be able to implement the Dine Knossos, because in order to implement Dine Knossos, you need to have smicha. We don't have smicha nowadays anymore. We have imitation smicha, we have fake smicha, we have what's called heter hora'a, which is not real smicha. Heter hora'a just means that a person is qualified to issue a basic psak halacha. So that we need to do also, but that's for a different reason. That's for something that we learned at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin, that they discovered that people who maybe were great Talmidei Chachamim, but were not excellent communicators, were paskening halachas. People were not understanding their piskei halacha because they were not great communicators, and they were getting everything wrong. And people were violating halachos. So they made a special din that in order for someone to pasken Talmud Al Yorah, Elim Kein, not Talmud Rishus, May Rabbo, that he needs to have permission from his Rebbe. Again, not because he doesn't know. We assume nobody would be so audacious as to pasken halacha when they do not even know. So chutzpahdik to do such a thing. No, it's that they knew, but they're not great communicators. So that's the idea of the smicha that we have. But to be done Dine Knossos, you need the original smicha, the real smicha, the one that goes Ishmi Piyish from Moshe Rabbeinu. So why would Dine Knossos be bottled from Klal Yisrael had it not been for the heroics of one person? Shogazra Malchus HaRashah Gezeira, because the Roman Empire made a Gezeira that Kala Samich Yarek, that anyone who gives smicha is going to get killed, the Kala Nismach Yarek, and anyone who receives smicha is going to get killed. The irsha samchen batecharev, and the city within which they give smicha is going to be destroyed. Utchum shesamchen bayeakar, and the tchum of a city with that smicha is given in is going to be wiped out. I mean, the tchum shabbos around the city is 2,000 amos around the city. Meaning they're not just going to satisfy themselves with destroying the city. They're going to destroy the 2,000 amos around the city as well. So it was very risky, meaning because if you were going to give smicha, you weren't only taking your own life, you weren't only risking your own life, you were risking the life of all your talmidim that you want to give smicha to, and you're risking the life of the whole neighborhood. So imagine trying to get zoning for a yeshiva that gives smicha in such a climate. No one's going to want you in their neighborhood, right? You can't be near any people. They're all going to die if you get caught. So Ma'asa Rabbi Yudan Bava, what did Rabbi Yudan Bava do to make sure that the Masara will continue? Halach Yashav Bein Shnei Harim Gedolim. He went and he sat between two big mountains, Bein Shtei Ayaros Gedolos, between two very big cities, Bein Beis Tchum Shabbos, between the Tchum Shabbos of both cities, Bein Ushal LeShafarim, between the cities of Usha and Shafarim. Meaning, apparently, because they had these big natural boundaries of large mountains between them, and he was far enough away from the two cities, it would be very, very hard to destroy the area in general. You need B-2 bombers to destroy things that are in mountains. It's not, again, I don't write the daf, I just, just read it as it comes, but to destroy things that are in mountains takes a lot of firepower, and it was between two Tchumei Shabbos, so it was outside of the Tchum Shabbos of each of these cities, which saves these cities from being destroyed. So first he minimized the risk to the surrounding areas, and then the Samach Sham, Chamisha Zekenim, he gave smicha to five Zekenim, Ramei, Ravidor, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, pretty big people. They were the Gemara in Yevamos talks about these are the after Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim died between Pesach and Atzeres. These are the Talmidei Chachamim that he taught, and this is where all of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra. You have all the Stams are in this group. Rabbi Avya Mosif, Af Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Avya says Rabbi Nechemia was in the group as well. So Kivan Shehi Kiru Behem Ayvim. Once the Romans realized what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was doing, Samuel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, we're about to get caught. So Banai, Rutsu, run away. So Amrullo, they said, Rabbi, Vatamate Alecha, what's going to be with you? If we run away, you're going to be a sitting duck. So Amrullam, he said, Areni Muta Lefneim, Ke'evan Shein Lahovchin. I'm going to be like a rock that cannot be flipped over, meaning that's it. I just like a rock doesn't feel any pain, I'm not going to feel any pain. I'm ready to stand here. Now, why didn't he try to run away? So Pashto says he was too old. He couldn't make it. So he knew that his end was near, and this was not an act of suicide. It was that he had no choice at this point in time, and he knew that he would slow down the rest of the chevra. So rather than risk all of their lives, he just stayed where he was. So Amru lo zaz misham ad shenaatzu lugufo gimel meos l'nio shel barzel. That they pierced his body with 300 iron spears. So in general, 300 is one of those numbers that we generally view as a guzma. We have an expression, the dibru chachamim b'lashon guzma. The Chazal speak with exaggerations. So 300 is one of those exaggerated numbers that we have in Chazal. But it wasn't kishmak. It was not a pleasant death for him to go through. Vasu lugufo kikavra. And they made his body like a sieve that had so many holes in it. So the Gemara says meaning what do we tell that whole story to show that they could still be dandi neknasos because they still had smicha. So way after the Churban Abayis, way after the Sanhedrin went out of the Lishkas Hagazis, they were still doing dine knasos. So what do you mean that they left the Lishkas Hagazis and the whole purpose of doing that was so that they wouldn't be dandi neknasos anymore? They were dandi neknasos for long after that. So Amram Nachum Yitzchak Lot. Now we got the story wrong. The reason the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Hagazis was not because they didn't want to be dandi neknasos anymore, it's because they couldn't be dandi nefashos anymore. And why did they not want to do that? My time, why avoid being dandi nefashos? Kivin dechazim fishu lerotzkin. Once they saw that there were so many murderers, and they wouldn't be able to judge all of them, even though every Sanhedrin Ketana could already judge a capital case, but you need the Sanhedrin Agadol being Yoshe B'lishkas Hagazis in order for the Sanhedrin Ketana to function to judge a capital case. Sanhedrin Ketana are only allowed to judge a capital case when you have the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And they said there were so many murderers, it's a little surprising, right? You would have imagined that, nowadays probably there should be so many Mechalei Shabbos, so many, there are plenty of things which you're chayiv skila, you're chayiv dal mises bezin for, that are much more common than murder. But apparently the big problem of the day was that there were so many Jewish murderers, it's hard to imagine such a thing. V'lo yachli l'meidan, they wouldn't be able to judge them. So Amru, they said, mutav nigli mimakum l'makum, better for us to go from one place to another place into galus, kiech lo l'chayvu, so that they're not going to be chayiv, so that we wouldn't have to, the rotzchim are not going to be chayiv misa, because it can't be done, dinei nefashos, even in the Sanhedrin Ketanah, unless the Sanhedrin Gadol is in its place. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vesisal b'yadover she'yagidulcha min ha-makom ahu, that it has to be based on what they tell you, min ha-makom ahu, melamed she'amakom garim. So you see that having a Sanhedrin in the Lishkos HaGaz is what enables them to be done dinei knasos. Now remember, dinei nefashos rather. So remember I told you before, the number 180, keep that number in mind, because we're coming back to it. So here's where we come back to it. The Gemara had said that the Romans were good to the Jewish people for the first 26 years of their reign. So, and we said, the raya to that is that Rabbi Shmuel quoted from Rabbi Yossi that the Romans ruled over Eretz Yisrael 180 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says, really? 180 years prior to the Churban Bayis Sheni? Mea v'shmonim v'su lo? Was it only 180 years? V'atani Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbi, but didn't Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbi tell us in a price as follows that Malchus Paras, how do we account for all 420 years of the Bayis Sheni? Malchus Paras b'fnei Bayis shloshim v'arba shana. The Persian Empire was the first 34 years of the Bayis Sheni. Rashi writes on the top Rashi, Bizman Bayis Bodo Bani Lachar Shabna U Koresh Nimtza Malchuso Shloshim V'Arba Shanim U Batla V'Tavsu B'nei Yavan, that the first 34 years after Koresh built it, his Malchus and the Malchus of the Persians lasted 34 years, and only then it became Batal, and and the Greeks were the ones that took over. It is interesting that Koresh is the one that's credited with building the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what it says in Navi, right? In the Sefer Ezra, it says Daryavesh was the one who actually ultimately brought the second Beis HaMikdash to fruition. Okay, so you have to deal with that issue. But anyway, Rashi says Koresh. But it was 34 years that there was a Persian Empire. Malchus Yavan b'fnei Abayis meo shmonim shana. Malchus Yavan was then the next 180 years. Malchus Chashmonai b'fnei Abayis meo v'shalosh. Malchus Chashmonai was 103 years. Malchus Beis Hordus meo v'shalosh. The Malchus of the Beis Hordus was a 103 year dynasty prior to the Churban Abayis. Mikan ve'elach, and when you teach the history of these things, you want to carry things forward and talk about the time that you live in, and you're teaching Dor Dor V'Dor Shavi, teaching the history of the Jewish people. So what you should do is, after you make that cheshbon, Seve Chashov Kama Shanim Churban Abayis, you should keep in mind you should keep track of how many years it's been since the Churban Abayis. And then you'll be able to incorporate all of that into Jewish history. But bottom line is, Alma Masim v'Shisavu, it seems that it was 206 years that the Romans took over. Because Malchus Beis Chashmonai was with the partnership of the Romans, that was 103 years, and then Malchus Beis Hordus was another 103 years. So that's 206 years prior to the Churban Abayis. So how can you say that the Romans are the ones that defeated the Greeks, right? So the Greeks ended 206 years before the Churban Abayis, not 180 years. So how come Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that it was 180 years? So and you, Rabbi Shmuel, are saying in the name of your father that it was only 180 years. So Ella, the inescapable conclusion must be Asun v'shishnin kamu b'mesayi b'adei Yisrael. What we started the daf with, that the first 26 years, the Romans weren't being the Romans. They were cooperating with the Jewish people. And since they were in partnership with the Jewish people, we don't count that as part of the, as part of the time that the Romans were being meshabed Klal Yisrael. So the shibud of the Romans over Klal Yisrael was only 180 years prior to the Churban Abayis, but in Achinami, 206 years prior to the Churban Abayis, the Malchus Yavan had ended, and the Romans came into the picture. So says the Gemara, "Velo ishtabdubuhu." I'm sorry, and they were not meshabed Klal Yisrael for those 26 years. Vamdelachi lo kachashav luhu, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel didn't count those years. Kishapashta Malchus Harisha al Yisrael, and we said that that's when the Romans started being Meshabit Klal Yisrael 180 years prior to the Churban Abayis. So says the Gemara, okay, now based on this math, that it was 180 years prior to the Churban HaBayis that the Romans took over from the Greeks, and the Greeks were 180 years prior to that. So it turns out that the Greeks were 360 years before the Churban HaBayis, right? Meaning, because what did we say? That it was, that it was Malchus Paras, no, it was 206 years, 206 years from the time the Romans entered the picture, right? And 180 additional years that the Greeks were in charge. So that should land you with 300 and, how do you do the math? 386 years, right? But it's important to realize over here that even though the Greeks took over 386 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, the first 6 years that the Greeks were in charge, they weren't fully in charge. They hadn't fully conquered everything that they conquered. So when they started counting to the years of their reign, of their rulership, they only started 6 years later. So whenever you're going to have something that is dated based on the Greek dynasty, it's always going to, the dating of the years is always going to be based on 380 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, not 386, which is when they actually started, but 380 from when they actually had full power. And therefore, Amar Rav Papa says, if you have someone who wants to teach brises, and he doesn't know how many, meaning you have someone who wants to teach this brise about the history of the Jewish people, and part of teaching is he's supposed to say, and it's been this many years since Churban HaBayis, and you don't remember how many years it's been since Churban HaBayis, so it's not shy if they're not going to remember how many millennia it's been since Churban HaBayis, it's not shy if they're not going to remember how many centuries it's been since Churban HaBayis, but you may get stuck on the tens and the ones, right, in the tens column and the one column, someone might get confused and might not know exactly how many years it's been since Churban HaBayis. So if you don't know how to fill in those last two digits in terms of how many years it's been since Churban HaBayis, simple etza, l'shayli l'safra kamaksiv, go to a sofer who writes shtaros and who dates his shtaros based on the rise of the Greek dynasty and ask him what the last two digits on his dating is, v'nitvi alayu esrin shnin, and then just add 20 years to that. Because if there's a 380-year discrepancy from the beginning of the Malchus Yavan to the beginning of the post-Beis HaMikdash era, the Lachar Churban HaBayis, and you have no questions about the century columns, so that we're ignoring. So the difference between, and you only need to know what goes in the last two columns, so just, it's a 20-year difference, because it's an 80-year difference or a 20-year difference in one direction or the other, because, right, that's how you're mashlim to get to 00, right? So if you just ask them what he has in his shtaros, and just throw 20 extra years, add 20 years to that, and then you'll know exactly what it was. So if the last two digits in his shtar from that he writes in his shtaros that counts from Malchus Yavan is 32, so you'll know that the last two digits in what you're counting from the Churban HaBayis is going to be 52, even though it's going to be many centuries off, but you'll at least get the last two digits. Umashkul Chumre, and that way you'll solve your problem. V'simanayich, and the way to remember this, that it's a 20-year differential, is Zeli Esrim Shana Anochi B'Veisecha, that I've been 20 years in your house. So that way you'll remember that it's 20 years. So Itai Safra, and in the flip side also, if your job is that you're a sofer, and you're supposed to write the date based on the Greek Empire, Nishayli Litana Kamachashiv, ask a Talmud Chacham who teaches the history of the Jewish people in the post-Churban era, how much he counts, how many years he thinks that we are post-Churban, and then V'niftzer Minayu Esrin Shnin, subtract 20 years from that, U'mishkach Leilu Chumrei, and you'll find your answer. V'simanayich, and the way to remember who adds 20 years and who subtracts 20 years, right, we gave you a mnemonic to remember that it's 20 years, but how do you remember whether the sofer is the one that adds and the Tana is the one that subtracts, or vice versa? So the way to remember it is Safra Betzira Tana Tosva'a, that a scribe always does less. Rashi writes Medaktik Betevos V'kosum B'mesor B'chisor Nosios, that even the way they spell things that a sofer spells things is based on the Mesorah with fewer osios. They don't add in all the yuds and the vavs and the hays. Everything is written chaser. Whereas a Tana Tosva'a, a Tana is always adding new things, new Tanakh teachings that we did not know. So Tana de Be'elio, the Gemara tells us there is a Tana de Be'elio. There's always machlokes rishonim whenever we say Tana de Be'elio. whether that means it's a teaching of Eliyahu HaNavi. The impression that you get is that at least some of the Tanit Be'Eliyahu's are a teaching of Eliyahu HaNavi, but others assume that there was some Amora, or Tana rather, whose name was Eliyahu, and his base medrashes were produced the Tanit Be'Eliyahu. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that seems to imply that it's Eliyahu HaNavi, because the Gemara in Shabbos says the famous Tanit Be'Eliyahu of a Talmud Echad, who was Kara Harbe, Shana Harbe, Shimish Tamid Chum Harbe, who learned a lot of Torah, and he died Bechatzi Yamav, he died when he was 35 years old, and his wife was Sotzubrach, and she went around to all the Bati Medrash and Bati Knesios and said, I don't understand. It says, Ki Chayecha Varachimecha, that the Torah is supposed to provide Arichos Yamim. So how come my husband, with all this learning, he doesn't have his Arichos Yamim? He had to die so young. And Lo Haya Adam Machzir Davar. No one answered her. And then the Tana Be'Eliyahu says, one time I visited her, and when she asked me why a tragedy happened, I told her exactly why it was. It was because he wasn't careful enough in Ilchus Nida, whatever the situation was. But the impression you get is, first of all, what's this business that all the other rabbanim she had to go to, and this one rabbi went to her? And also, no one else wanted to answer why a tragedy happens, because everyone else realized that we don't know why tragedies happen. And this one rabbi was going to answer why tragedies happen? The impression you get is that it was a Navi. Only a Navi can tell you why tragedies happen, right? And the impression you get was that she had a Gilui Eliyahu. So Pamachas Nesarachti Yisla means Eliyahu and Navi went to visit her. But anyway, so whenever you have Tanit Be'Eliyahu, it's always a discussion. Is it Eliyahu and Navi or not? So Tanit Be'Eliyahu, the following very famous teaching. Sheishas Alafim Shana Havia Olam. The entire existence of the world is meant to be 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Tohu, the first 2,000 years are Tohu. Rashi says, why are they called Tohu? There was a lot of productivity and good things and important things that happened. So Rashi writes, Nigzar Alav Lios Tohu below Torah. It was 2,000 years without Torah. And without Torah, that's considered Tohu. Probably it's considered Tohu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with Maaseh Bereishis, as we already learned, that in Mekabel Yisrael it's Yom HaShishi, right? If Mekabel Yisrael is a Torah Mutav, Vim Lav, I'm going to turn everything to Tohu Vavohu. So it's all considered Tohu because it was at a risk of actually being Tohu until we accepted the Torah. So it was 2,000 years where there couldn't be Torah. Then you have Shnei Alafim Torah. Then you have 2,000 years of actual Torah, which is perplexing to many. What does that mean, 2,000 years of Torah? L'chora, what we're doing right now is Torah, right? Torah is continuing even after those 2,000 years. But 2,000 years of, the Iker formulation of the Torah Shebuk Sav and Torah Shebal Peh happened all within the 2,000, and now we're just trying to figure it all out. But the formulation of the Torah Shebuk Sav and Torah Shebal Peh happened in those 2,000 years. And then Shnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach, and these final 2,000 years are what we call Yemos HaMashiach. And Bava Nosenu Sharabu Yatzumen Mashi Yatzumen, and unfortunately, with our great sins, so many of those 2,000 years have gone, and we still haven't been Zocha to Mashiach. So that's the Tanit Be'Eliyahu, that's the Braisa, including that last line. And therefore, when one says over this Braisa, one is supposed to say, and it's been this many years. You're supposed to identify how many years it's been since the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach has begun, and lament about Bava Noseinu Arabim that he still hasn't come. So we're supposed to always keep cheshbon of how far we are into those 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach, and that's going to be critical in the Gemara in a moment. So says Gemara Shnei from Torah Me'emas. Okay, so I need to know, when do we count those 2,000 years of Torah? Meaning, when do they start? Ename and Matan Torah, if the 2,000 years of Torah, the most logical time to assume that they started is Matan Torah. But if you can say that, Ad Hashta Leka Kulehai, from then until now, from Matan Torah until now, it's less than 2,000 years. We're not even into Yemos HaMashiach yet. Not we, but the Talmud, in the times of the Talmud Bavli, they wouldn't have even been into the Yemos HaMashiach yet. And then how could the Braisa end with the phrase, oh, and already so many days of the Yemos HaMashiach have gone, and we're still not there yet? From the time of the Matan Torah, because the reality, the Gemara is about to say, was Matan Torah was in the year 2,448. It was not in the year 2,000. So, Dechimai Ayanas Behu, because if you really start to do the calculation, which Rashi so helpfully does for us over here, we're not going to go through it right now, but Rashi goes through all the generations and subtracting the overlap of that a father and a son coexisted in the world at the same time in order to figure out how many years the world, how many years it went from the beginning of creation until Matan Torah. But when you do that calculation, trust us that Trei Alfi Prati, the High Alpha, Hu Da Havai, that you can have 2,000 years and many other years of the of the third 1,000 years that also passed until Matan Torah. So it can't be that it's 2,000 years from Matan Torah from we're counting the Shnei Alafim Torah from Matan Torah, because Matan Torah did not happen in the year 2000 from Briyasa Olam. So it must be that we count the 2,000 years from the Nefesh Hasharasu Bukharan, from when Avraham Avinu started his Kiruv movement, and he was teaching Torah to all the people. And we have a tradition that Avraham Avinu was 52 years old at that time. So it turns out that you have 1,948 years, based on Rashi's Cheshbon, from Briyasa Olam until Avraham Avinu was born. And if he was 52 years old when he started teaching Torah, and he was born in 1948, meaning the original 1948, he was born in 1948, then 52 years later he started teaching Torah. That's exactly at the year 2000. So Kama Batsun Miditani Tana. So if you count from then, how many years would be missing from the 2,000 years of Torah that the Tana had mentioned, meaning if you count from Matan Torah, Arbameyav Arba Mutmani Shinin Havyan, it would be 448 years would be missing. So Kimea Yanis Bei Mehanev Sharas Bukhar. Now, Matan Torah, if you do the math from the Nefesh Sharas Bukharan until Matan Torah, you're going to find it's exactly Arbameyav Arba Mutmani Shinin Havyan. It's exactly 448 years. So it's perfect. Nefesh Sharas Bukharan is the perfect date. It's exactly at 2,000 years into creation, and from that time till 2,000 years later are the Alpayim of Torah. And if you want to know how many years we're into in the post Alpayim Torah, into the Imos HaMashiach era, you start counting from there, from 2,000 years after Nefesh Sharas Bukharan. So therefore, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Itai Tana V'lo Yada Prati Kama Havi. If you're trying to teach this, and you're trying to say, Oy Vey, and it's been so many years into the Imos HaMashiach, Mashiach still hasn't come because of our Averos, and you want to put a number to it, you want to say how many years it's been into the Imos HaMashiach, but you forgot, and you don't remember how many years it's been. And again, you don't forget centuries, you don't forget millennia, you forget the tens and the ones. So you want to know, you want to know precisely what to put in the ten column and the one column when you lament how many years into Imos HaMashiach has been. So here's what you do. L'shayli l'safra kamak siv. Ask a sofer who counts from the time of the Greek Empire, v'nitvi alayu, and then just add to it, arbayin v'timni, add another 48 years, u'mashkech le'luchumrei, and you'll find your answer. V'simanayich, and the way to remember that is, that arbayim u'shmona ir, that there are 48 arei halavim, so the number 48 should be something that's easy to remember. It's interesting that whenever you need to remember something, we just take a pasuk from Tanakh. And we said, yeah, everybody knows that, you know, so that's always going to be easy to remember, right? That's the given. It's not like, how many home runs Roger Maris hit or something like that, right? Meaning it's we're always using numbers. If you want to remember a number, you remember a number that appears in Tanakh. V'itoy safra, and if a sofer is not sure how to date a shtar, nishalu l'tana kama katani, he should ask a tana how many years he teaches as the date of that year, v'nivtzer minayu, and he should subtract from that our 48 years, and he's going to find his answer. And the way to remember who adds and who subtracts is Safra Betzira Tana Tosva'a, is again that a sofer is very limiting, he always uses the least amount of ink and letters as possible, where a Tana is always adding more. But it's that's the 52 year discrepancy, or 48 year discrepancy, depending which direction you want to go in, between counting the post the post Mashiach era, so to speak, the number of years that we're into Yimos HaMashiach, and counting from the Malchus Yavan, which is how they would date shtaros. Nowadays we don't date shtaros like that. We're going to see Gemara's, I think in tomorrow's daf, maybe or the next day, where we discuss dating shtaros. Nowadays we generally date shtaros by not by Malchus Yavan. We do it Lebriyas HaOlam. You'll notice that next time you're at a wedding, when they read the Ksuba under the Chuppah, So what they typically do is they tell you how many years it's been the Briyas HaOlam, and they say the Minyan Shonamonukan, whatever, Bronx, New York. I go to a lot of weddings at Marina Del Rey, so that's always my go-to example. So Bronx, New York. So why do they say the Minyan Shonamonukan? You just said it's the Briyas HaOlam. So what do you mean the Minyan Shonamonukan? It's how we count from the creation of the world here in the Bronx. It's how we count from the creation of the world everywhere, wherever you are. What does that mean? So the Minyan Shonamonukan. So what it means is that the Gemara is going to tell us, and Rashi is going to elaborate, that there are two ways to cheshbon, even from creation. There's cheshboning from Brias HaAdam, and there's cheshboning from Tohu, from the beginning of creation. Now, if we assume that B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, that not B'Nisan, that the world was created in Tishrei, Adam was born on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, which means that was the sixth day of creation, which means that creation actually started in the previous year. So if you're counting the Shnos Tohu, you're going to have one. You're going to start the count a year earlier than you do if you count from Shnos Adam. So that's why I say the Minyan Shonamonukan, counting with our practice of how we count the years. In ancient Shtaros, they actually had to identify, was it Shnos Tohu or is it Shnos Adam? I think we count Shnos Tohu, if I'm not mistaken, not from Shnos Adam. But whatever it is. So that's just a little, next time you're listening to Uksuba, you could keep that in mind. So says Gmar v'simanayich safar b'tzira tana tosva. Again, that's the siman to remember whether you add or subtract the number 48. So the Gemara says, how do you figure out when Shemitah is, meaning what year of the Shemitah cycle we're on? Let's say you know how many years it's been since Chorban Abayis. Can you figure out what year of the Shemitah cycle it is? And it's important to know that, because if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you need to know what year is a Shemitah year. The dinim are very, very different during a Shemitah year. Now, it is a machlokas tanaim, whether it's Shemitah when there is no Yovel, is Doraisa or Drabanan, but it definitely is, right? It's just a question whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan, but it definitely exists. So you definitely need to know what year of Shemitah it is. So Haiman de lo yoda kam shnei b'shvuah u'omid. If a person doesn't know what year of Shemitah he's in, so here's what you do. Nitvi chad shata, add one year, v'nechshav klali b'yovli. Then you take the general number in terms of yovels, meaning nitvi chad shana means as follows. When you're counting from the years of the Churban until the year that you are right now, you should add one year, because Rashi explains that that the year of the Churban was the year prior to Shemitah. Was a Shemitah year. The year prior to the Churban was a Shemitah year. So year one of the cycle would be the year of the Churban. Problem is, when we count from the Churban, we don't count from the year the Churban happened, we count from the year following the Churban. Because the Churban happened on Tisha B'Av, so the year was almost over already. So we look at that as a year of Binyan. That's not a year of Churban. The year, we count years of Churban. The first year of Churban is after the Tisha B'Av. It's the Tishrei that comes after the Tisha B'Av. So when you're doing your math over here, and you know that post-Churban is the first year of Shemitah, you got to add one year because to account for that for that year where the Churban actually happened. So you nitvi chadsha, so you add one year, v'nachshav klali b'yovli, and in general, whenever you're doing math, it's easier to work with smaller numbers. So if I were to ask you, what's 1,432 divided by 7? That's a hard problem to figure out. But if you could say, look, I can knock out 700, I know 700 is divided by 7 by 100. Okay, now how many do I have left, right? Meaning whenever you can knock out a big number and then just narrow it down to a smaller number, it's easier to do math. So the Gemara is telling us, here's what you should do. If you know how many centuries it's been, knock out the centuries right away, because the centuries more or less fit into Shemitah cycles. Meaning you count Shemitah cycles and you have 14 Shemitah cycles will get you to 98 years. So for each century, just take 2 years and add it to your prati. Add it to the, meaning if you know that, let's say you have 532 years that you want since the Churban, and you want to know what Shemitah it is. So for those 500 years, just take 2 from each of those centuries. So you know that instead of 32, you have to now take 42 and divide that by 7. And the rest of the years are already covered, because 98 is divisible by 7, and you know that it's divisible by 7. You don't care how many Shemitah cycles it's been. You just need to know where you are in the Shemitah cycle. So all you need to know, get is a number number that's divisible by 7 and see what the remainder is, and that's what year of the Shemitah cycle you're in. So you should not shuv klali be of liuprati b'shvui, and the 10 and single column is in the, you count based on 7-year cycles. V'nishkol mimei atrei, from each century take 2 years. V'nishdi aprati, and just add it to your to your 10 and singles column. V'nach shuvinu leprati b'shvui, and then divide that by 7. V'yeda kama shnei b'shvui, and then you'll know what year of the Shemitah cycle you're in, because you'll divide by 7, and whatever your remainder is, that's what year of the Shemitah cycle you're in. V'simanayich, and the way to remember that you have to add 2 years for every 100 years is kizesh nasayim arav b'kerev ha'aretz. That again, we have a pasuk that describes 2 years, so you use that as your mnemonic, as your way to remember it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, achar arba meos l'chorban abayis, after the 400, the year 400 from Chorban Abayis, im yom elcha adam, if someone were to advise you, kach sada shava elef dinar b'dinar echad, if someone were to give you a metzia, they'll tell you, I have a field that's worth 1,000 dinar and I'm willing to sell it to you for 1 dinar. So he says, lo tikach, do not buy it. Why don't you buy it? Because you have to have a faith that Mashiach is coming, and it's a bad investment. Because we're all about to have kibbutz golios, we're about to go to Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to buy this field in Chutz La'aretz. What good is it going to do for you to have a field in Chutz La'aretz? It's not going to be worth anything. So it's a bad investment once you're 400 years after the Chorban Abayis. B'masnis Satana, in Brisa, they taught a little differently, that achar arba'as alafim umasayim ushloshim va'achas shana libriyas olam, that it's not after 400 years from Korban Abayis, but it's after 4,231 years from Briyas Ha'olam. Im yom elcha adam, if a person were to make that same deal and say, kach lecha sada shava elef dinar b'dinar echad, al tikach, you should not take him up on that deal. May b'nai, what's the difference between the two things, the two cheshbonos we just gave? Sika b'nai, it's lashnin. It's basically it is exactly a 3-year difference. De masnisa tafya tlashni, the Brisa added 3 years to that which Rabbi Chanina said, meaning the year 4,000 was 172 of after the Chorban Abayis. So the Brisa said the year 4,231, that's 403 years after the Chorban Abayis. Rabbi Chanina said, once you're 400 years after the Chorban Abayis, don't take that deal. And the Tana said, once you're 403 years after the Chorban Abayis, don't take that deal. So it's a minor difference. Hushtar davik sivbe, there was a shtar that the date of the shtar was written as follows. Shis shnin yeserta, that there were 6 extra years in the dating of the shtar. And meaning, what does it mean, 6 extra years? It was post-dated by 6 years. So, imagine you get a shtar today that says the year 2031. What do you mean? It didn't happen yet. How do you have a shtar like that? So, sub rabban kamei de rabbi lemeimer, the rabban wanted to say, hai shtar mu'ucharu, this is obviously a shtar mu'uchar, it's a post-dated shtar. So what do you do with it? It's kosher. Na'akvei ademati zimne, we'll hang on to it until the zman velo tarif, and we're not going to be tarif from lukuchos between now and then, because the whole point of writing a shtar mu'uchar is to protect the lukuchos who are going to buy properties from the loveh in the interim. So Rav Nachman says, Hi staff for Dafkan Kasve. He says, No. Remember the cheshbonos we made in this daf? These sofrim knew exactly what they were doing. When are you supposed to write the date in the shtar? You count the date from the beginning of the Greek Empire. And we said, oh, but we do it 6 years late because the Greeks didn't really fully control everything until 6 years later. These were sofrim who know their history. They know when the Greeks really took over. So they started their dating 6 years earlier. So when they say 2031, they mean what you call 2025. These were the 6 years that the Greeks ruled in Elam. That we normally don't count that. So the sofer that wrote this shtar knew exactly what they were doing. Rabbi Yossi teaches us in the Brisos that they ruled in Elam for 6 years, and then their malchus spread throughout the entire world. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow I'm not giving a shir, but whenever we pick up next, we'll pick up wherever we pick up. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos, everyone.